grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
That's right. It's Marijuana Media. Great time of the week to unpack all the news that was in the last 7 days. I mean, there's always something happening in the cannabis world, something interesting, and, you know, a reason for us to take an interest in it, because cannabis is still illegal in New Zealand, and that sucks.
Tell me about it, John. No, I'm here to tell you about it. thank you very much, Johnny. Marijuana Media, dear listeners, welcome back. This week, leading our local news is the Otago Daily Times, all the way down from the bottom of the country, almost. Yes. And they've went where no media has gone for a while. Every now and again, they do these kind of roundups, and so this is great. Where the political parties stand on drugs was in the ODT a few days ago. They put the question about the war on drugs and drug reform to all the main political parties, but New Zealand First did not respond, so we won't be hearing from them. But we'll give you a brief summary.
Here we go. I feel like this very first little intro sentence is quite good to give people some background. Mm. With the general election next year, the Weekend Mix, which is obviously this Otago Daily Times segment, put questions about the war on drugs and drug reform to seven political parties. Only New Zealand First did not respond. Here are the edited replies of the other six parties. Chris right Fowley, what were the key points here?
Well, let's start with the government. Let's start with Labour. Labour say they treat cannabis possession and use as a health matter rather than a criminal matter. Mm-hmm. And as an example of that, they point to their 2019 amendment to the Misuse of Drugs Act, which affirmed that police should use their discretion not to prosecute use and possession charges. Mm-hmm. That they've licensed a system for drug checking just last year, and we're really seeing the full use of that this year. And in fact, right now, up at the hemp store, it's happening right now. So if you want to get your stuff tested, get yourself up to the hemp store before 7 p.m. tonight, and you can. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the Drug Foundation, who are there right now running the free, legal, confidential drug checking service that Labour are pointing to as saying, well, this is a great example that we're treating it as a health issue, not a crime. And they're also, I thought this was interesting, they say they support an evidence-based approach to drug classification within the schedules of the Misuse of Drugs Act. So I guess to that I would say, well, explain to me why cannabis is still in C1, the harshest of all the sort of subcategories of Class C, that give all these special police powers. And it's also in B1 in any kind of concentrate or medical form, which puts it in there with amphetamines and cocaine. Whoa. And things like that. So explain to me that, how that's evidence-based. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's good that they've committed to it. And they're also saying, well, because of the referendum, they said they committed to that, and so that's why they're not doing anything. So there we go.
So bullshit.
Yep. They're not the only one. The National Party, in case people are thinking, well, of the two major parties, maybe I'll go with the other guys. You know, Christopher Luxon, he's like a man about town. He's kind of liberal. He's kind of metro. He's from Auckland, you know. Who knows? They could be liberal. Well, no.
He's a hard-out Christian.
National in general, we do not support the legalisation of drugs. Drug laws are introduced because of the serious harm these substances can cause New Zealanders, young and old. Mm. Drug dealers peddle this misery. We need to crack down. Now, that's my emphasis. I'm just saying that to sound kind of evil, but they want to crack down for peddling misery. So that's the National Party. You certainly...
Who wrote this reply?
It's speaking for the party, right? So I don't know, but if Christopher Luxon disagrees, he should come out and say so, because if he doesn't, then he's agreeing with it. And this is what you get if National become the government next year.
Yeah, whose nana wrote that reply?
Boy. Staying on the right side, ACT supported having the referendum, and they say that most of their MPs voted yes, which is pretty good to know, I guess. They're sceptical about prohibition in general. They don't believe it's been successful, but we must respect the outcome of the referendum.
Mm. Okay.
So there you go there. So don't expect too much there again, I guess. Green Party, on the other hand, right into it. Evidence-based, harm reduction approach, make it a health issue. The war on drugs doesn't solve anything. Decriminalisation is the obvious starting point.
Yes.
So the Greens.
Yes.
As a starting point. Well, Te Pāti Māori, they want decriminalisation of all drugs and wipe the slate clean on all low-level drug offences, drug convictions. They're pointing out that USA started the war on drugs, and now they're rescinding it with Biden's declaration to wipe people's convictions.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually highlights how far we are behind, what they call the shameful inaction of our government.
Yeah, so far behind.
They point out that 41% of low-level drug convictions are Māori, despite using drugs at similar rates to non-Māori. And they say, in response to Kerry Allen, Minister of Justice, saying the drug laws are fit for purpose, they say, Te Pāti Māori say, well, the current drug laws are only fit for purpose if that purpose is to continue to oppress and imprison tangata whenua.
Fair call. Very fair call.
Harsh but fair.
It's so depressing. Yeah.
And rounding out the seven was Top, the Opportunities Party, also on the side of reform, supporting an evidence-based approach to all drugs. So out of those seven, there are only two against, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And even only half-heartedly against.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and again,
I thought they were all for free market. You know.
Well, yeah,
come on.
National Party's supposed to be liberal, and yeah, but anyway, yeah.
All right.
And you can, of course, as we've said many times, you can support the the outcome of the referendum, because that was a very specific question on a very specific bill.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that bill doesn't go forward. That isn't a, or shouldn't be, a block to all reform.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the end of the conversation either.
Mm. And as an example, some more local news this week, and that is motocross rider fails to avoid cannabis conviction despite peril to US career. This was Josh Bartosz, 26, who's a stunt motocross rider, been doing professional stuff in the USA, caught growing, wait for it, 9 plants at his home in Hastings.
Yes.
9 plants, and Judge Gordon Matanga, who used to be quite crusade-y about cannabis when he was a coroner.
Yep.
And now that he's a judge, he seems to be continuing it. And he's said, no, while the law remains, it must be enforced, he said. And the consequences of convicting him did not outweigh the serious offence, according to the judge. So he convicted him, and now he won't be able to go
travel to the US
to do his motocross.
That's crazy, man. Especially when you think he's potentially travelling to states where it's legal. Just won't let him in.
Even crazier.
Yeah.
Okay. So that brings us around in quite a nice little segue there to the US midterm elections, which is actually coming up. They're always on a Tuesday, so it'll be Wednesday New Zealand time, or kind of overnight-ish. And this time, and this we have 5 more states. So there's 19 states in America that are already legal. This will bring it to 24 if they all pass. But realistically, probably 3 are going to pass, and that's Arkansas, Maryland, and Missouri. Mm-hmm. North and South Dakota also have ballots. The polls aren't looking too good there. But interestingly enough, anyway, all these states in America, all 15 that are already legal, they're R21, and all of these 5 ballots that are going forward are also R21. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe that's a thing. The age limit could have been a thing in the referendum here, but certainly it's interesting in America it's all going for 21. They're all legalizing possession of up to an ounce.
Hmm.
A couple of them are going to let people grow, particularly like, say, South Dakota. If you don't live near a licensed store, you'll be allowed to grow up to 3 plants.
Hmm.
But if you do live within the vicinity of a store, you won't be able to grow.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. Whereas some other states are allowing delivery to take care of that.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, another 5 states anyway. It's and this comes as Leafly, which is one of the main cannabis websites out there. They did a big report. I was reading it before. It was actually pretty comprehensive in the way that they did it. And they found that legal cannabis in the adult use market, not even including medical, legal adult use cannabis is now America's 6th biggest cash crop. It's bigger than potatoes. Is what they say.
Holy moly!
It's $5 billion of hard cash at at the farmer level, the 6th biggest cash crop. It's incredible. They grew a total of 2,834 tons last year legally, and that represented 24% of the cannabis consumed in America. So they've got quite some way to go. And what they were saying is in this this cost of living crisis that's happening all around the world, cannabis is one of the few things that's dropping in value, dropping in price.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, if you're a cannabis consumer, you'll have more money in your pocket because the price just keeps going down. And it's the same here. You know, if you check your legal prescription cannabis, it's cheaper now than it was a year ago. And
okay, interesting.
I encourage everyone to go get a prescription.
Totally.
I tell you.
Yes.
I'm telling people all day in the shop, get your prescription. And very few people are actually aware that they can do it.
Plenty of green doctors.
jump on the phone or on the internet and same day have their legal bud in their hands.
And it means if the police want to give you a pat down, empty your pocket, shake your pockets out, you can go, wait, I've got a prescription. Piss off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You could do it right now. If you want to learn more about that, of course, come on out to the Hemp Store. And right now at the Hemp Store, they're doing the drug testing. Drug Foundation are there right now with their fancy machine and volunteers and doing some... They were hard at it as I left, so they're going till 7 o'clock if you want to get down there. And all along K Road is, of course, First Thursday, so there's heaps of stuff going on. And we have a little prize to give away, don't we? Because it is testing day, so we're going to give away one of the reagent kits, which is the first step that they use. Both Drug Foundation and Know Your Stuff, they do the reagent steps first, and then the FTIR spectrometer. So the reagents are very useful. This is an LSD testing kit, and... how can we tie that into the news? Oh, I know. Also, in the midterm elections next Tuesday, Colorado is voting on a ballot to legalize psychedelics.
There's some states in the US and parts of Canada where psychedelics are legal, right?
Only at the city level.
Okay.
Yeah, so city level. State level. And this will, this is not just decriminalizing, this will authorize the production and sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
You go Colorado leading again.
Yes.
But anyway, if you know of anyone, because it might not be for yourself, of course, but you just might know someone in your life that, needs a bit of protection and harm reduction, or just a bit of knowledge, a bit of information about what they're doing and taking. So if you want to do that, what's a good question? Who had the first LSD trip ever?
Yes, great question, Chris. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's probably the easiest.
If you know, you know. Text on through to 53955 and we can hook you up LSD reagent testing kit. I think LSD is definitely one of those things where you just get given a piece of cardboard and you have no idea what's on there. And more with all the research chemicals getting pumped out of goodness knows where, it's good to know what you're about to put into your body. So if you're keen on this LSD testing kit, as mentioned, give us a text 53955. And if you wanted to buy one, you could just go up to the Hemp Store as well.
Right on.
Yeah, legend. All right, First Thursday tonight on K Road. Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store, thank you very much for coming in, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Cheers. Do it.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.